Right, where we left off is where you talked.
We were talking about you?
Meat.
Meat, oh, yeah.
I think we finished pork. So, tell me some cuts of lamb.
Have we finished pork?
I think we did.
What was that on pork?
You tell me about the difference between cuts of
lamb. Yes. A great sin, too, by the way, pork. You know that, don't you?
Oh, of course. I know that's going to be all
about it. Trafe, you know, that's what it is.
What's the word?
Trafe.
I don't know what that is.
That's unkosher meat.
Oh, okay.
In fact, a lot of, you see, it's really weird when one Jewish person, not Jewish in the religious sense, because I'm not at all Jewish in the religious sense, talks to another Jewish person, they use words in Yiddish, which is a sort of a language made up of German and Hebrew, usually German roots and Hebrew endings, and they use them just matter of factly, just like they talk to anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
But something that I've always found interesting is that their meaning is not the translation. I mean, you could take one word and just by your vocal inflection have it mean 20 different things.
What's an example?
Well, probably the biggest is goy, or goyim, which is a non-Jew.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say something is goy, if, say, literally translated, it means something non-Jewish. But if you say an object is goy, it means she or tasteless, or a...
Tacky.
So just something like that. Or calling someone a goy, you could just mean they were a Gentile, or if you were said, well, I think some comedian said the translation is of a goy is someone who would sell their children for whiskey. You know, that sort of got a kick out of that. But I have just noticed that recently because you know, I had been in college. I didn't specifically hang around a Jewish crowd, and I never have really in my life, but in the business world, the businessmen I associate with are Jewish, and when they're eating lunch or something and they're talking about, you know, people's business, they have the like a word mahula, which means going broke, and which is would seemingly be serious, but they joke about other people's misfortunes. You know, it's sort of meaning, boy, I'm glad it's not me, you know.
How would you use it? Would
you say Mahola? Yeah, or Eretz Mahola means he's right on the verge, getting ready to file the chapter 13 or whatever, you know.
What about lamb?
Okay, let's get back to lamb. Well, there's lamb chops. You want me to know how many kinds of lamb I know?
Yeah.
What, leg of lamb. Lamb chops, leg of lamb. That's the only lamb. I don't eat much lamb.
Okay. What are some different kinds of poultry?
Poultry, meaning birds. There's chicken, there's ducks, there's turkeys. There is... But they're mostly people. Okay, chicken, there's a pheasant, there's dove, grouse.
What's grouse?
Grouse is just a wild game bird.
Is it like a pheasant? Or?
Very so smaller.
All right, what are some different kinds of chicken that are so named because of the way they're cooked?
Well, there's baked chicken, barbecued chicken,